Yesterday, the government unveiled their major overhaul of how the BBC is run in a white paper. The licence fee will continue for at least 11 years. It will be linked to inflation. Viewers will need to pay it to even use the BBC iPlayer now. And stars earning over £450,000 a year will have their pay made public. Are you happy with what is being suggested and all the changes that will be made on the BBC, Gregory?
Well, we need to speak to the government just to see how the white paper will unfold and how the BBC will operate under the new regime. I think what we want to see and most people want to see is an effective, cost-effective, independent public sector broadcasting system that doesn't become commercialised to the extent that you see in many other nations. I mean, most of us think of the American television system, and we would rather not go there, thank you very much. But we want to see how the system is going to work and how the new improved BBC is going to spend our £3.7 billion.
Yeah, but what has been said by many commentators, even John Whittingdale, for goodness sake, the culture secretary himself, he is basically saying the BBC is respected around the world. It's one of the biggest brands, most respected brands in the world. You would give the BBC that, wouldn't you?
I think that the BBC traditionally, down through the years, has been a media outlet that people have turned to, particularly at the big moments, whether it's moments of national or international crisis, well, it's state occasions, it is a brand that is instantly recognisable across the globe. There have been changes in recent years, and not all of them have been for the good. Yep. And I think we need to see a leaner, fitter, more representative BBC that isn't open to political persuasion, isn't open to...
Well, you're not suggesting the BBC is open to political persuasion, are you? Have you ever persuaded us about anything?
Well, why are you assuming that when I say political persuasion, I mean that I or others in Northern Ireland have done the persuading? You know, when you look at Question Time, when you look at some other broadcasting outlets that the BBC manage, it is quite often the case that the audience aren't very representative. But that's a minor thing in the grand scheme of things.
Has your party colleague Sammy Wilson lost the plot this morning? He's released a press release in which he says, no doubt, yesterday he said this, no doubt champagne corks will be popping in the staff rooms of the BBC as that organisation, well known for wasting licence fee money, splashes out on celebratory drinks. There are going to be significant costs in the BBC. Does Sammy not realise people might lose their jobs here? He says, despite its left-wing broadcasting bias, do you agree with that?
Well, there have been occasions when there has most definitely been a left-wing bias in the national BBC. That is undoubtedly the case. But Stephen, there are big issues in, that the BBC cover. For example, you know, that whether it's the Olympics or the World Cup or other big national or international events, where the BBC seems to spend licence fee payers' money like it's going out of fashion. And that has to be brought to account. And I raised this with John Whittingdale in the House of Commons on Tuesday. The BBC have to be made accountable to how they spend the £3.7 billion.
It is accountable. And it's going to be now accountable to a new board. The trust is being scrapped. It's going to be accountable to a new board. Sammy Wilson also says the BBC can smile smugly as the populace are forced to pay an increasing licence fee for the next 12 years. I think it's 11 years. He says it can hide the huge payments it makes to its presenters. But of course, you must be smiling like a Cheshire cat this morning, Gregory, because those presenters earning 450 grand and more will now be named.
I wonder who they have in mind.
Do you welcome that news?
Well, I think it is some progress. I mean, we've had this conversation or conversations like it, Stephen, over the course of the last few years. And eventually, over a period of time, the BBC have gradually moved towards more openness. It shouldn't have taken all of this time, and we're still not there. Well, why are they setting the ceiling at 450,000? I mean, there were indications at the weekend that it might be 150,000. Now we read that it's 450,000. But that's what we have to tease out. If, for example, a couple of years ago, the BBC introduced a cap in terms of payoffs. Well, why did there need to be all this pressure to get to that point? The public pay for the BBC £3.7 billion. The public are entitled to know how their money is spent by the BBC. That's the bottom line, Stephen. Doesn't matter how you cut it or how you look at it. That is the bottom line. We pay the paper, we call the tune.
Are you pleased with what's happened here?
It's progress. Whenever there's a work in progress, Stephen, you always should welcome it and then look forward to further progress.
So where would you set the ceiling, for example, on presenter salaries?
Well, I would like first of all to know what the rationale is for the 450,000, and then we can see what it should be if that 450 isn't thought to be appropriate. I would like to hear from the minister, and we'll tease that out, why he thought 450,000 was an appropriate ceiling. If it comes down to 250, for example, is that going to be double the number of on-screen talent, or why did he make the 450? Is that only going to mean, you know, 50 or 60 presenters, and if they reduced it to 250, would we be talking about hundreds of on-screen presenters? But, you know, we need to know because we pay.
And
we pay the BBC, therefore we should know how our money is being spent. It's as simple as that.